Technologically, we can say the Chinese military is modern. It is probably one of the best equipped militaries in the world, but we don't know how they work as a team, as a unit. So we can't really fully assess how they would end up fighting, how they would perform in a war. The last time China went to war was the 1970s, and that didn't go very well for them. We don't have good data for that part of the equation. It's really difficult to assess how capable they are. But the Chinese military has been through a really big reform process since sort of the 1980s. It's been trying to make itself more modern and more capable to address the norms of warfare that it observes as it looks out towards the world. The most notable aspect really of it is their shipbuilding program. No country on earth can build ships at the rate that China is. This is a 30, 40 year process that's still ongoing. It's still evolving. They're not there yet. Their goal is 2035 for becoming a world-class military on a par with the US. The PLA ground force plays a really important role because it is sort of the senior force. And it always has been because it is the force that founded the PLA. It's the force that won the revolution in the 1940s. It's the force that has provided security for a really long time because a lot of China's threats are actually on its land border. Broadly, we can look back over China's history and there are long periods of humiliation at the hands of Western powers. If we look at the Boxer Rebellion, the UK flood of opium into China, taking control of the Chinese markets, destroying the Chinese Navy, things like that haven't sat particularly well. The point is that they felt for a long time that they couldn't really keep invaders at arm's reach. Taiwan plays a big part for a lot of different reasons. It's obviously a democracy, which the US tries to support and uphold. It's important because it has US support attached to it, and China doesn't agree with that. China doesn't see Taiwan as a country. It just sees Taiwan as an extension of China. There are a lot of territorial disputes in that region. Secondly, there are a lot of security concerns, and the US provides a balancing effect to both at the moment. And if the US isn't able to provide it, it would have to come from China. At present, a lot of countries in the region are reliant upon China economically, but militarily, they lean towards the US. If they were to begin to lean towards China militarily as well as economically, then the US's influence in the region gets degraded. And so that's sort of the long-term picture of it. It's not a cataclysmic collapse, it's an erosion of US influence.